Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, it's therapy time. It's time for you to get something off your chest. You've had all week to be mad at something or someone. Who or what is on your list? 615-737-1025. Are you alive? Are you out there? Are you listening? This is where you need to get involved. This is called a participation part of the show. And we need you to jump in there. And the best one for you just made the list will get a $25 gift card to Tin Roof. So keep that in mind. And all you have to do is tell us who or what is on your list and why. Who wants to start?
I can actually start because I want to do a good list. I actually want to give a shout out to somebody. I'm not really mad at anyone this week. I'm actually in a pretty good mood. So I don't know if you guys know this or not, so this could be news to you, but Calvin Smith, who has been with us for a couple of years now, he started as an intern. He put it out on the Twitterverse that he's going to be leaving us and going to work for Nashville SC starting in a couple of weeks. And he's for those of you that listen to Calvin and know Calvin, he's very into the analytics, and that's exactly what he's going to be doing. And so we're very proud of him. I am especially proud of him because I've done some shows with him and trained him on the producer side as well. And so just to watch him grow, it's like sending one of the kids off to college. But I'm very proud of him and going to miss him here, but excited for him as he moves on to Nashville SC. So, Calvin, you are on the good list, my friend, because you have done a fantastic job for us.
Good for him. Good for him. Well deserved. Smart young man. Very smart. Good guy.
Yes, outstanding. Indeed. That's great news.
He's getting getting his master's at Georgia Tech? Is that right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So he's
is he going to work in analytics? Is he doing that specifically for Nashville SC or dude?
Yeah,
I don't know
exactly the title that he's going to have, but that's basically what he's going to be doing. So found that out yesterday, and he put it on Twitter of what he's doing. The technical analytics team.
Yeah,
that's what.
So
it's
that's his passion.
Yeah, so
now, I really don't know how it applies to soccer. He was doing a lot of that stuff for us, talking Titans and the value of players and things like that.
Yeah, so and look, he knows that stuff. And Elijah, who he's done the show with on Saturday mornings, that we of course know, quote tweeted it and said that he's taking over the running backs conversation. But you know, Calvin has made it known and that. Running backs are overrated, essentially, and so Elijah says the responsibility of continuing the running backs are overrated crusade has been left on me. Congrats to Calvin. So there you go. But we're
very
proud of
cool.
you, bud.
Well done. Well done. Good for Calvin. So is that it? You just had a good list?
I just had a good list. I'm not mad at anyone this week.
Okay.
Just a lot of fun announcements. You know, I don't know if you heard earlier, I'm bringing Chasing Checkers back during this downtime with NASCAR coming back. So we're going to talk some racing. I'm going to talk to Nate Washington tonight on Facebook at 6 o'clock with Teron Davenport. So a lot of good things. I'm in a good mood.
Is Nate still here or did he leave?
I don't think he is. I'm going to double check that before we go on, but I don't think he's in Nashville.
What is he up to now?
Well, we're going to find out. You have to tune in at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
On Facebook Live. Going to be cool to catch up with him and tell old stories.
So you don't know? That's why you didn't answer it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It's a nice.
He was with the Bucks.
It's a good trick.
No, he was like a coaching intern with Tampa last year, but I don't know if he's still doing that or not.
Okay. But that was smooth. That was a smooth answer.
I've learned from the best, my friend.
You just can't get this old dog.
I've learned from the best.
All right, Willie, what do you got for us?
Well, I'm thinking we're going to get into this in a little bit more detail later, but I'm going to put the evaluation group, I guess it would have to be John Robinson on the list for not picking up the fifth-year option on Corey Davis. I really think
that's gonna
be the Jack Conklin story again. I worry about that.
Okay. Well, we'll definitely get into this a little bit more after you just made the list because
I'll save most of the commentary for that, but I think this could be making the same mistake twice. I'm concerned. Although Adoree Jackson, they are picking up Adoree Jackson's, which I think was maybe a little easier decision. But we'll see. This is I think a pretty good debate.
Okay.
You know, Darren, you might do this, but now that I think about it, Willie should probably be on the list for his little speech the other day. But
yeah. If you were going to kind of throw one in there after your good list,
yeah,
I could have done that. The whole, you know,
it's okay, guys. I mean, I'm just going to lose to Austin Rivers.
I give up.
But did you guys watch the video that I sent you?
Yes,
you did not watch the video.
No,
I
you did.
What video? Where did you send it?
I texted it to you and Chase during the show yesterday.
It probably got drowned out by the other text.
Yeah, we did have a lot of okay.
There's a long list. We text a lot during the show, obviously for communication purposes. But go back through it. I'll send it to you again.
All right, send it to me and I'll watch. You'll get the break.
You'll get some good laughs out of it. But maybe you'll inspire me. I'm actually doing a Facebook Live with the group that's doing this thing for my high school. For people that don't know what we're talking about, they did a field of 64 bracket best high school. Basketball players from my high school. I'm going up against Austin Rivers in the Final Four, and in all honesty, his resume is a little bit better than mine. But Darren and Chase are trying to beat him, etc. I did look today. Austin has 279,000 followers on his Twitter, so it's on him, I guess, if he doesn't rally his followers to try to beat me. So maybe I'm rethinking this a little bit. Maybe I can get off the list before it's all over, because I did get hammered the other day on the show for my defeatist attitude.
Well, you should do, when you do the Facebook Live with them, you should present your loser speech to them
out
and see how they react. Give them your loser speech and
I'll say just make sure you let Austin know this is happening so he can send a tweet out or two and get some people to vote for him.
You're still, so give him the
he's
heads
up. He's got 279,000 followers.
Just let him
gets
know
2%
that I'm blitzing every down so he can be prepared for our blitzes, okay? Just let him know. I don't want him to be surprised.
So you're saying I should just
blitzing
do the sneak attack. I should just lay low and sandbag and sneak attack and try to pull the
sandbag upset.
Sandbag?
This is a competition, Willie.
Hey, man, you got this far.
Right. I mean, you don't tell your opponent what you're doing. I mean, what do you mean sandbagging?
But, yeah, but I was legit. I'm a one seed, so I was legitimately better than the guys that I was matched up with to this point. But it's just a different thing when you're facing a guy who's in the NBA and played in the NBA and won two state championships and broke my record as the all-time leading scorer.
So sports is about advancement on who has, let's be honest, who has the better resume? That's how it works? Like always the better resume wins.
For historical purposes.
Willie, you're just
so you're saying if it was
you're not you you I thought you'd have time to reflect
on this. No, I'm rethinking it.
And you're not really though. I don't feel like you are. I don't feel like you're in a better place.
This new speech has not gotten me off the list. Still,
no, it's still pretty weak speech.
So you're saying I should just keep gloves off, just go for it,
fight until the end.
If I beat him, I beat him.
And if you lose, you lose, and you say I gave it my best. I left it all out there. I lost to the better opponent, but I tried.
That's all we're asking, Darren. And I will send you this video, and you decide if you want to vote for me after you see this.
Okay. All right. Please do. All right. I'll
send it to Marquise too. But Marquise, I think, got it yesterday. I don't know if he watched it or not, but I'll send it again.
It's with great pain to for this, you just made the list, but I must, because I'm actually really angry. It's painful, but yet I'm very angry at this establishment, and they deserve to get roasted. And I haven't felt this happened all the way last Saturday. That's how long I've had to keep this in, and I thought it would just lessen over time, and it really hasn't. But I don't know if you guys know this. There's a promotion out there with a certain donut shop that I'm going to give the name of here soon. But they've got a really cool promotion during this, you know, pandemic, during these times, it's quarantine times, where they reward people on Saturdays. Now, I would say that you guys probably don't know what I'm talking about, but here goes. I'm going to let the cat out of the bag. So you know that I've been doing individual workouts for our baseball team down in Murfreesboro, and every Saturday, well, unless it's been just a really, really nasty day, but we've been pretty lucky. Saturdays have worked out, and, you know, we're always down there in the late afternoon, and what we have kind of done every Saturday is, since we stay late and it's like basically dinner time when we're leaving, we usually stop and get to-go orders. And part of that to-go is to get a dozen donuts for the weekend and, you know, beyond. And so there's a brand new Krispy Kreme down there in Murfreesboro, right there on Medical Center Parkway. And we've been going there every Saturday and getting a dozen donuts. But there's also this promotion, and I want to thank the listeners out there, because one of the Saturdays the red light was on and the line was really long, and yet I chose to stay in the line and still get our donuts. We become kind of a tradition on Saturdays. So Maddox looks forward to having, you know, donuts on Sunday. So we stood in line. I took a picture of, like, you know, please turn the light off so these people will leave. It was a long line, and, you know, I wasn't complaining because I chose to sit in it. But some of the listeners made me aware of this promotion, and sure enough, it worked. I had no clue. Did you know if you get a dozen donuts and you say, I would also like a B-sweet dozen, they give you a free dozen glazed? It's actually 11 glazed, and then this donut that's got like a smiley face on it, it's nicely done. It's like a special dozen that they give to you for free. Did you know anything about that?
I did not.
Okay. Really cool. Nice gesture, right? Well, I've been getting the same order every Saturday. We get an assorted dozen. We each get four of what we like. I like custard. Lauren gets the chocolate glazed, and Maddox gets something with sprinkles on it, whether it's chocolate, whether it's strawberry, something with sprinkles on it. So we get an assorted dozen. Well, I've gotten the same order every time, and we get the B-sweet dozen as well, thanks to the listeners who made me aware of this on Twitter. Well, this past Saturday, person said, yeah, sorry, can't get the B-sweet dozen because you have to order a dozen glazed to get that. I said, okay. So I'm not going to have this discussion over the drive-through, you know, the drive-through microphone. There's a bunch of cars, and I'm like, I'll have this discussion up at the window. And so I get up there and I say, okay, so when did that start? Because your website says a dozen glazed or more, you know, or more meaning a different order. I don't have the exact language in front, but you just basically have to order a dozen to get that. And I said, I've been ordering a dozen assorted every Saturday, so why not now? And they said, oh, that's the promotion. You have to order a dozen glazed. And so I'm like, so you want me to order less? You want me to spend less money to get the free dozen? If I spend more money, you're not giving me the dozen. Okay. I'm not going to have an argument over it. Whatever. I just was like disappointed, very disappointed. And I'm like, what? Why now? So they're like, yeah, sorry, that's just what it is. And I'm like, okay. So I was pretty upset about it, and I don't typically do this ever, but I was like, you know what, come on, that's silly. What is your promotion? I mean, I've been doing it every Saturday, and now all of a sudden you have to order this to get it. Nothing's changed. I don't know if they didn't feel like doing it or what the situation is. So I wrote them an email. You know, you can send comments, and I told them the situation. I said, I would just like for you to have all your employees on the same page. Everybody know the promotion. It's a nice gesture. It's really cool. But, you know, I don't care that I didn't get it. I mean, I do because I've been getting it, but at least have your employees know the promotion. It's like every Saturday it was fine, and now this past Saturday, you can't do that. The promotion is for a dozen glazed. And I said, it's disappointing. It's disappointing because we go there a lot, and it's disappointing that happened. And you know what the response was?
What's that?
Nothing. Crickets.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Crickets. Did this on Saturday night. Crickets, as I sit here on Friday. Not a word from Krispy Kreme. Nothing. No response of, thanks for your comments. Sorry, there's nothing we can do. They did the right thing. You know, nothing. Not, thanks for your comments. Nothing. Crickets. Disappointing. So, like I said, painful, but in my opinion, well-deserved Krispy Kreme.
You just made the list.
Yeah. Had to do it. Had to do it. So there you go. We'll come back. We'll hear who was on your list. 615-737-1025, 737-1025. We'll take your calls, your text next. I dig the video you sent, Willie. I watched it. All right, we'll discuss it in a bit. Right now we want to find out who or what is on your list. 615-737-1025, 737-1025. 1025. We've got a $25 gift card to Tin Roof on the line, but you have to get involved. Your calls or text are indeed how you get a hold of us. 615-737-1025 and how you would qualify for that gift card. Let's start things off with Nate. Nate, who or what is on your list?
First off, Darren, I don't think that employee got his smiley face donut that day.
No, I think he did, and I didn't. I think maybe that's why I didn't get it. Maybe he did get
it. Oh, he was just sticking it to you?
I think he got his smiley face donut, and that's why I didn't get my dozen. So were you aware of that promotion?
No, I'm trying to cut back on sweets, but no, I haven't heard anything about it.
Try it out tomorrow.
This is the first time hearing about it.
Yeah, try out tomorrow. Ask for you got to order a dozen, but ask for your B-sweet dozen.
But I have to order a dozen glaze.
Well, I guess depending on the day, depending on the Saturday.
All right. Who's on my list are people who are not willing for restaurants to screen them before they entered the establishment. I saw on Twitter where different restaurants are taking people's temperatures with a electric thermometer or a thermal thermometer. I don't remember the technical term, but they basically put they shoot the red dot on your head and it tells you or tells them your temperature. And, you know, I guess if you don't have a fever, you're good to go in. People are complaining that it's taking away their rights. What rights are they violating by taking their temperature to protect everybody? So people who are complaining about establishments taking their temperature before you enter, you are on the list.
You just made the list!
And you know what the right of the establishment is? To tell them to politely leave. And that's fine. They can do that too. How about that?
And if you don't want to get your temperature taken, then walk away.
Yeah.
You don't have to go in there.
There you go. Well said. All right. Thank you, Nate. Appreciate it. I have not heard that. That's ridiculous. I mean, that's absurd for anybody to even say that. So I have not even read that or seen that. I'm not saying that it's not out there. I wouldn't be surprised by anything at this point, but that's absurd. Come on. 737-1025. Let's go to Steven. Steven, who or what is on your list?
Hey, guys. He has done some good things, but John Robinson is on my list.
Okay.
I'm sorry to say this, but he's done a C job.
Okay.
His first round pick is no longer on the team. Two of his first second round picks are no longer on the team. His third second round pick is on the franchise tag. His next first-round pick, his option was declined today. Tywan Taylor, a third-round pick, no longer on the team. He just hasn't done the job that he needed to do in the first round. He's done a good job of transforming this team to 9-7 from where it was. But had he hit on those first-round picks and second-round picks and third-round picks, what would have happened in the AFC title game? Would our pass rush have gotten to Mahomes? Would our run game gotten a little bit better? I don't know. It's the if game. But instead of being able to improve on this team and to take another step forward, we spent a first-round pick on a right tackle this year to replace the one we didn't like. And Corey Davis is gone, so we're going to spend a first or second-round pick to replace him next year. These are lateral movements. You're not taking a step forward. You're taking a step to the side. And that's why J-Rob is on my list.
Hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Well said. Thank you, Steven. Do you guys agree?
I don't.
Or disagree?
I don't, but I hear what he's saying. I respect his opinion. I don't see it that way. I think that Jack Conklin was a gamble, you know, not picking up the fifth-year option, and, you know, it didn't pay off for the Titans. But at the same time, you know, they needed a right tackle, so they filled a need. I understand what he's saying there. Corey Davis, though, I completely, and I know we're going to get into this because Willie disagrees. I agree with not picking up the fifth-year option. I think fifth overall pick, he hasn't lived up to it. He's been up and down. Maybe he's just not a fit here, but you spent the fifth overall pick on him, and it hasn't worked out. So, and yeah, you can hold that against John Robinson because that was his pick. But I do agree letting him go or not picking up the fifth-year option and seeing what happens this year.
I think overall he's done a very good job.
I would agree.
So that's a little harsh to put him on the list for everything. I think you look at any general manager, there's going to be some things that you look at that on a team that's decent, right? You're going to have some things that work out well and some things that probably didn't. Nobody's perfect on that. But I do think the Conklin move and then the Corey Davis move, the fifth-year option, I think – have a little faith in how your picks are going to develop. That's the one thing I would say. I've been wrong at second guessing him before, though. I would definitely say that.
All right, we'll expound on that a little bit more on Steven's call in the next segment because we're going to wrap. We'll kind of tie everything in together to the Corey Davis talk. All right, let's go to Craig. Craig, who or what is on your list?
Hey guys, so what is on my list is AutoZone. So my compressor went out in my car last week, so I order a new one online, have all my car information on there, and it says they have a little checkbox, you know, exact fit. So I click on there, and I have two options, you know. So I click the cheaper of two options, which is like $300-something, and I get it Saturday, and I put it, like I take everything apart on my car. I spent like 3 hours taking it apart, and then the new compressor doesn't fit. So I'm a little heated, but I can understand, you know, sometimes you don't get the perfect parts. So I actually have to go to AutoZone and, you know, get an exchange done. So I called them, they ordered a new one. They brought it, they called me when it came in. I went and it's the exact same compressor that I ordered before. And then they said, well, the only other one you can get is like $600-something. So I was like, okay, well, I'm going to return this one. So I got my refund, and then on the good part, I went to O'Reilly's and got me the compressor that actually fits. So AutoZone just made my list.
So you went to the competitor and got the right compressor?
Correct. Hmm.
Was it in the same price range as what you spent on the first one?
Roughly about $50 more, but, okay. You know, still.
Yeah, it's worth it for – it to be correct. Okay.
Yeah. Especially if you have exact fit on your website and then you send me the wrong one.
Right.
So, no.
All right.
Thank
Craig,
you guys.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Hope you feel better. Have a great weekend. Marquise with a good line in a group text that I will not repeat. All right. We will come back. We haven't had a chance today. We've been loaded with a lot of good stuff to really talk about this news that's out there on Corey Davis and Adoree Jackson, and we'll kind of, you know, take that, wrap that up into Steven's call as well. How would we grade John Robinson's drafts to this point? We'll do all that on the other side of Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Gotta love it, a little Hall & Oates bringing us back on this Friday afternoon. Trivia coming up in the final hour. We're looking forward to that. We've got our categories set, but right now we're going to talk a little bit about the news that came out today that John Robinson, the general manager of the Titans, who we had on the show on Monday, who was rocking a Quebec Nordique shirt on NFL Live this week as well, has decided not to pick up the fifth-year option on Corey Davis, just like they made that decision on Jack Conklin. But they have decided to pick up the fifth-year option on Adoree Jackson. And Steven called in on You Just Made the List and put J-Rob on the list for his draft picks. And so counting this year, John Robinson has had, what, five drafts?
Yeah, this was number five.
This was number five. So obviously there's no reason to talk about this year's draft. We did have Isaiah Wilson on this week, their first-round pick, the big tackle from Georgia, but we have no idea what to make of this year's draft because we have no clue what they are right now. So 2019, last year, the draft that was here in our town, Jeffrey Simmons was the first pick. It's still going to be very early on these, but we can form a little bit of an opinion, right? Jeffrey Simmons and A.J. Brown were their first two picks. Nate Davis was the third-round pick. Amani Hooker, DeAndre Walker, and David Long. So only six picks in 2019, just like six picks last weekend. I would say overall right there, that 2019 draft class right now looks very strong. Do you guys agree?
Yep, might be his best one.
Yeah, I would say that's maybe true. Maybe. Still a long ways to go.
DeAndre Walker
out of the gates.
DeAndre Walker was hurt.
Looks good. Yeah.
And so I want to see what he is. David Long, we saw come
showed
along.
A little bit of glimpses, right? Promise.
Yeah.
Nate Davis as well. AJ Brown, we know what he did. And Jeffrey Simmons, you know, was hurt for a majority of it, missed camp, so an incomplete there. But early returns tell me that that might be his strongest draft to date.
We'll see. Still early. Out of the gate strong, for sure. Okay? 2018, only four picks. Now, one thing we should say before we move any further, I think we all can agree, John Robinson's strongest suit to this point as a general manager of the Titans has been his trading ability. That's the reason they don't have a lot of picks. They have been giving up picks for players. And I would say right now he has done a fantastic job. He grades out with an A for trades. Anybody disagree with that?
I can't push back on that.
Strong suit.
I mean, yeah. Kamale Correa is a guy they traded for from Baltimore. They gave up, I don't remember the round, but that's a reason that, you know, they gave up a draft pick for him. Correa has been worth it, has he not? In fact, he was really good in the playoffs.
Solid role player.
And solid then, player.
Is it Reggie Gilbert that they gave up a pick to get?
Yep. He was a good depth piece down the
Yeah, he's a depth piece.
I mean, Ryan Tannehill goes without saying. DeMarco Murray goes without saying. I mean, he has made some pretty darn good trades.
Did you guys see the when the fourth round started on Saturday, the Titans, this was well done. They tweeted out, very excited about our fourth round pick, and it was Goodell saying with the Tennessee Titans select Ryan Tannehill, quarterback, Texas A&M, and they had this video of highlights of Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah.
I thought that was well done.
You know, I mean, right? Who in the world will not go back and make that trade 100 times out of 100 times, right?
Yeah, and I think you do it even if Tannehill doesn't turn out to be what he was. You still do it because you needed a solid backup, knowing what you had in Mariota and the injury history and
agreed
and everything. So
it was on the cheap too, right? Money wise, yeah. It was on the cheap, so it was a no brainer. 2018, four picks for Rashawn Evans, Harold Landry, Cruikshank, and Luke Falk. I mean, the one absolute dud in there is obviously Luke Falk. He was a sixth round pick, never even made the roster. Rashawn Evans looks very, very promising. In fact, I think he has a chance to be a stud. Harold Landry, you know, I think it's still out, but right now has been very good.
Yep.
Still out on what's his ceiling? Is he at his ceiling? Is there more? And Cruikshank. So only four picks. I think one of the four has got a chance to be a real stud for this team.
Yeah, I might even go as far to say Rashawn Evans, I think he's knocking on the door being an All-Pro. I think he's very close to that.
Well, I mean, that would fit into the stud category.
Yeah, sure.
2017, most picks he's ever had, I believe.
Mm,
nine picks.
The year before he had 10.
He did. You're right. Okay, so 9 picks in 2017. Corey Davis and Adoree Jackson were 2 first-round picks. No second-round pick. Taywan Taylor in the 3rd. Jonnu Smith in the 3rd. Jayon Brown in the 5th.
Ding, ding.
Corey Levin, Caraway, Brad Seaton, and Muhammad, the running back from California. There were 3 seventh-round picks. Caraway, yeah. Seaton, and Muhammad. Obviously, it's a seventh round. So
not a great draft.
That's still a good draft. You came out with how many good players in there? Jayon Brown,
Jonnu Smith were huge.
And then overall, we're about to talk about the other two a lot.
Yeah, overall, I wouldn't say it was a great draft. Jayon Brown and Jonnu Smith were obviously home runs. Taywan Taylor did not work out. That was a bad third-round pick. Corey Davis has been a bad first-round pick, 5th overall. And then the 7th round.
I disagree with that. It's not a great draft. It's a good draft. It's certainly not a bad draft.
I'm not saying it's a bad draft, but the back half, you can't really argue because Corey Levin, Josh Caraway, Brad Seaton, and Kalfani Muhammad aren't on the team. I mean, they're not here anymore. Levin was a head scratcher that they let him go last year because he was basically the backup center. And, you know, so they ended up letting him go. I don't even know. I don't remember Brad Seaton, to be honest with you. I don't remember him at all. And I don't really remember Muhammad. Josh Caraway stuck around, I think, for a year.
All right. So here we go. His first ever draft. Conklin in the 1st round. 3 second-round picks, Kevin Dodd, or Dud, Austin Johnson, Derrick Henry, Kevin Byard in the 3rd, Tajay Sharpe in the 5th, LaShawn Sims in the 5th.
Sebastian Traytola.
Traytola in the 6th, and Aaron Wallace and Kalen Reed in the 7th.
Yeah.
Decent, because what you didn't mention, of course, they had the 1st overall pick. And they traded down to get the other extra picks.
And then traded back up for Conklin.
Yep.
And traded back up. They did a lot of wheeling and dealing there. So in your whole grading of trades, that John Glennon recently did a piece. When he did it, Henry had not yet really exploded. And so you got to factor that in. Just the Henry factor alone probably makes that good, but now
Henry and Byard make it. You know,
you got that, two studs out of that one.
They shoot. You got 2 studs out of it.
Yeah,
and Conklin was good. I mean, let's not tell you what Conklin has been very good. He had the one injury, or season where he was injured, and other than that, Conklin was really good. I think they gambled and they lost on the 5th year option, right?
Yep.
So,
if he hadn't gotten hurt, they picked that up. I think. Or they just get a new deal done. But, yeah.
Agreed. So what do you make of that overall, that body of work?
I think he's done well in the draft. I mean, I would say at worst you give him a B.
I go B+.
The roster is way, way better than it was when he took over. If you look at the previous 5 drafts, I'll bet you'd see a pretty big contrast.
What do you think his stronger – what is stronger for John Robinson, his drafting or his trading?
Overall, trading.
I would agree with that. I think free agency is probably 3rd on the list, but it's maybe gotten a little better, but he's missed. There have been some
misses. I don't think free agency has been a strong suit.
Yeah, he's definitely missed. Drafting overall, though, I'd say a B+.
Yeah, I don't think the 3 of us felt the same as Steven. Look, it's tough. I mean, if we started breaking down every team, I mean, everybody misses, and everybody has sometimes some really bad misses. I mean, look, Kevin Dodd was, you know, a swing and a big whiff. I mean, a huge whiff for a high second-round pick. So you get a bad mark for that. There's no doubt about it. Right now, Corey Davis has just not been good enough to be the 5th pick overall in a 1st round. It's just not even close to warranting that pick. I mean, I'd have to go back and look and see what was taken. But, you know, last year, Corey Davis was the 84th best receiver in the league when it comes to receptions. 67th best receiver in the league when it comes to yards. 105th in the league in touchdowns when it comes to wide receivers. I mean, that is just, that is nothing but average to below average. And that's just not good enough. I mean, I don't know what numbers you're looking at or what you see, but the numbers are the numbers. Or as they say, there was a show created for it. Numbers don't lie. And when you're talking about the fifth overall pick, the first at that position in the first round, and those are your numbers in year four, I mean, come on. You can't tell me that's acceptable or warrants anything other than the decision that was made today.
It's more of a projection. Like I've been saying for years, once you get to a certain point, I don't worry about whether the guy was the fifth pick or the 25th pick or the second round pick. He's your second wide receiver now. He's your number two wide receiver behind A.J. Brown. He is who he is. He wasn't targeted a whole lot last year, so I think he did his job pretty well. It was a run-heavy offense, which you hope it's going to continue to be, so that's going to affect his numbers. I think he's got another level that he can hit. I think the tools are there. And on this team, I just don't know. You're not going to have two 1,500-yard receivers. It's not how it's designed to go. So I hope that they hold on to him. I would have taken the certainty of knowing what he's going to cost in the fifth year. I think he's going to be a really good player. Now, maybe their angle is to try to get him signed to a more team-friendly deal for another couple of seasons. I think that would make some sense.
Yeah, I'm not paying him $16 million a year, which is basically, and it's 15.6 for a first for a top 10 pick this year for the, or yeah, no, this is what he would make, 15.6. So I'm not paying him that for the fifth year. I'm just
is
not.
Is it that high, 15.6?
Yeah, because he's a top 10
to sign him to the fifth-year option?
Yes. Whereas Adoree Jackson is going to cost you 10.
Yeah, well, that's that. Maybe I didn't take that into account as much as I should have. I didn't realize it was going to be that much. That doesn't make sense.
So it's a no. When I see those numbers, like, it's no brainer for me that I'm not paying him that. So I'm not picking it up. Now, if he goes and has a great year and you can get him to agree to a contract extension, you're rolling the dice like you did with Jack Conklin, then okay. But he hasn't lived up to the fifth overall pick and definitely hasn't lived up to making that kind of money.
So you think they've been staring at him for four years, and you think that they've been holding him back? He's ready to be unleashed after going into year five. So
no,
the 4 years, they've looked at the fifth pick overall and said, you know what, let's just do this gradually and slowly, and you know, hopefully by year five and beyond, he'll be ready to explode. You think that's how it works?
I didn't realize that where you were picked has an impact on how much you have to pay him for the fifth year. So is that what you're saying, Chase? I didn't have it be that high for the price tag. I'm rethinking. He's definitely not worth that right now.
Joel Corey.
What I will say is I think he is a guy that needs to stay on the team. You need to come to an agreement to keep him around, because as the caller pointed out, you know, you let Conklin go, and that's fine. But now you have to use your first-round pick on his position, which prevents you from using a pick on another position. So that is part of it. So I would hate to let Corey Davis go, because I think he's a viable part of the team. And then you're looking around and finding another first-round wide receiver. And so you're almost back where you started. I just think he's a guy that would have a nice role for the next few years on this team at the right price. But I honestly did not realize it would be that high, $15 million.
What is your price?
He's not worth that.
What's your price?
Well, it depends. Am I getting him for one more year or three more years?
Tell me. What are you offering him?
I'm offering him number two wide receiver money.
Which is
well,
what?
It's less than 15.6.
Oh, a heck of a lot less, yeah. So I'm with you on that. I'm taking John Robinson back off the list, because there's no way you would sign him to that deal. But I would hope that they're trying to work out a deal, which they didn't do with Conklin, which I thought maybe that would be the approach, is to try. If you didn't sign him to the fifth-year option, then let's try to find a long-term deal. In other words, I think sometimes you project out a little bit more and you can find a guy, you invest early, a la the Predators and Victor Arvidsson, any number of examples there, and you try to get him at a team-friendly price for a long term. That's the angle I would take with Davis.
In my opinion, Conklin, through 4 years, was way more productive than Corey Davis. You could have made a way bigger case to pick up Jack Conklin's fifth-year option than Corey Davis. Way more productive
but
through 4 years.
But he had the bad injury. He had a flat-out bad year.
Right, and when he was in there, he was way more effective than Corey Davis.
Not the year that they made that decision.
Year one and year four, already the body of work was better than anything Corey Davis has put together. Rookie year and year four.
Year three was rough, though.
Right, and years one and four were fantastic. And there has not been a fantastic year.
I thought Corey Davis was very solid last year.
Very solid last year. What are you talking about? Ryan Tannehill, the quarterback, had an historical season, and he had two touchdowns. It's 600 yards and 43 catches. What are you talking about?
Yeah, he regressed.
I thought he was very efficient when they threw him the ball.
He was targeted less. He was targeted 69 times, 43 receptions, just over 601 yards. That's all he had, and two touchdowns. And that's another thing that we haven't really brought up. The dude has six touchdowns in his career.
4 years.
And he's the fifth overall pick. Six touchdowns.
I think that's insane to have that discussion. There's no way he could warrant any of that. I think he's a good dude. I think he is somebody that you can have. He is a Matthews. What did they give Matthews? Rishard Matthews, $5 million a year. He's maybe worth $5 million a year as a receiver.
Yeah,
maybe.
He's always going to have the – if they do that and that's the contract that he ends up with, whether it's here or somewhere else, you're still going to have people like us that say, yeah, but he was the fifth overall pick.
Yep.
Didn't live up to it.
I think Daryl is on hold. Daryl, you wanted to weigh in on this?
Yeah, guys, let's put Jay Rob back on the list. Steven was right. He's not drinking the two-tone blue Kool-Aid. You got to look at what the retention is of the top truth, the first, second, or third round, and the guys who are key contributors. Derrick Henry obviously is, and there are others. How many interceptions does Adoree Jackson have?
I would say right now he's the toughest one to try
how
to.
Daryl, how many interceptions does he have?
I understand, but that's one stat. He is tough to project. Like what he's done, his
corner?
Body of work.
Is he the number one corner?
No.
He is absolutely not the number one corner. Is he a shutdown corner?
No, but there's very few of those in the league.
There are very few. Where was he drafted?
In the first round, 18th overall.
18. Wouldn't you think you'd get a shutdown corner at number 18?
How many corners
were drafted ahead of him that year?
I think he would be better. There's no doubt.
Well,
I don't think he hasn't
of
been.
Two picks.
He's not a bust. He is on a scale of 1 to 10, he's somewhere between a 6 and a 7. Would we agree with that or no?
I agree. That doesn't make him a bust. But that I think that does show that J-Rob's top three rounds have not been great, and I don't think they've been good. Steven was right; he gets a C for that.
But what about the home run picks? Like you have to get credit for. I mean, Jonnu Smith and Kevin Byard and Jayon Brown; those are home run picks.
They are for where they were picked. Byard is definitely a home run pick, but I think. If you look at the people who are available in the top three rounds, and of course Davis being the prime example, they should have a much more positive impact on the team than even a really good fourth, fifth, or sixth round. You know, those guys, you know, he's had some good ones, Jayon and Byard, like you said. But in the first three rounds, those guys should be making the most impact, and we're either not retaining them, and outside of Derek, they're not living up to their expectations, at least for where they were drafted. So,
well,
Steven was right.
there's a chance, though, that Jeffrey Simmons could be into that category, right?
Where I forgot about Simmons. I think Simmons will be right up there.
Right. He could be an absolute just monster in the middle, for sure.
Now we have to replace his replacement, the guy he was going to replace. And we don't have that guy in place yet. So,
Rashawn Evans has been a home run at first round. That's been a home run pick.
I'll give you that.
So, yeah, it's interesting. Daryl, thanks for the call. Look, it's I would give him a solid B. Chase, you went B+. I don't remember, Willie, what grade you said. I would give him
for drafting. I give him
a solid B. Yeah, you have to factor in. I understand what Daryl's talking about because you do you need to hit on these first round picks. You do, especially, I don't know, first three rounds. That's a big range. I don't know if it's Derrick Henry. He did second round pick. That was a monster hit. Okay, it's been a huge hit. How many wins has Derrick Henry counted for as a second round pick? A low second round pick. So you have to factor all that stuff in there. And yes, while Kevin Dudd was a dud and a horrible pick, and Corey Davis has not been worthy of the fifth pick overall. But you have to factor in the entire body of work. Therefore, I would give him a B, and I don't think he's been a dud on the draft at all. I think he's been a good, solid B. Look, hell, in school, I would have taken B all day and had parties over.
Heck yeah.
Let me make one more on Davis, because Davis only started 11 games last year. He was backed up. At times, he played 15 games, but he started only 11. So he was hampered by some injuries. I would also say that if you take a look at his stats relative to Titans wide receivers over the past 5 or 6 years, they've had some really bad, unproductive receiver groups as a whole. His year last year was pretty efficient relative to that. It was better than average. And also, I keep making the point, when your offense is a spread the ball around offense to begin with a run heavy emphasis, where you want to be giving the ball to Derrick Henry 25 times a game or so, they're just, and your best receiver is AJ Brown, which was a great find for them, then the number two wide receiver just isn't going to put up big numbers. But I think when he was called upon to do the job, I think he did it. I think
right.
he's
and
talented
if he was a true
enough
number one,
that
if, they
if
would
the
get
matchup
the ball.
Were right, well, let me finish. If the situation calls for it, and he's out there for 16 games, I think he's absolutely capable of having a 1,000-yard season.
Right. So where
this
is
coming
been?
Year?
It's just it's the quarter. So now it's the quarterbacks, and it's not on him. AJ Brown, they could get the ball to, but for whatever reason. Corey Davis.
AJ Brown is the number one wide receiver. He is a great find.
You know why he's the number one wide receiver?
Be.
Because he produced. That's why. Because he was better than Corey
Davis.
Right.
So he is. He's better than Corey Davis.
Corey
he's
Davis
been
was drafted.
And then
the
you have
one.
You also have a guy named Derrick Henry. So you want to get the ball to Brown. You want to get the ball to Henry. That's less for your next guy. You that's designed for the number two guy to be a role player. So Corey Davis was a solid role player. But the matchups are going to be different. Maybe teams will cover A.J. Brown differently this coming year. They're going to stack the box against Derrick Henry. I think Corey Davis is a threat, and I think could, in the right year, have 1,000 yards. I think he's a good role player. He's not going to be a star. You guys get hung up on the fifth pick. I'm not hung up
oh,
on
right.
that.
We
now,
should
it,
forget
it
about
plays
it. You're
into
right.
this argument.
Our bad. We should play.
Well,
we should
play,
forget
it plays
about.
Into this because the fifth-year option has to do with where you pick.
That
so
doesn't
I get that.
Go
I,
away, though.
I messed that up in my argument. But I think he's a guy that you want on your team for the next few years at the right price.
Yeah, but the fifth overall pick thing just doesn't go away. And you use a phrase like role player, and you're right. He is. He's a good role player. But you don't draft role players fifth overall.
Exactly. Thank you.
That's the argument.
That's a mid-round
you don't draft number one receivers in the second round all the
time.
Mid-round. But they got it. They got one.
True. You're right.
I'll tell you what. If you want to bet on his 1,000-yard season,
you don't usually get
up.
An all-pro safety.
If you want to bet on his 1,000-yard season that's coming, name your bet, and I'll sign right now today because a 1,000-yard season isn't coming. So you want to name the terms, I'll sign up. But you remember, name the terms when you lose what you're going to do. Okay.
If he plays on the Titans for the next 3 years, he will have a 1,000-yard season, I believe.
Okay. Draw up the terms, and I'll sign.
I like that.
Got it?
You
got
to shave your head.
Oh, you know the one thing you can't go. The one place you can't go.
You know what, Darren? I say take it because you're going to win.
I'll shave
my head if it doesn't happen.
Yeah, that's what I figured. I'll need to see the terms before I sign off on them. All right, we'll come back. Trivia to start the fourth and final hour. That's next.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.